Netflix is attempting to buy Warner Brothers, but Paramount is now trying to beat them out with a hostile takeover. We have ABC's Alex Stone on the Talkin' Text line. Alex, get us up to date.
Yeah, hey guys, this is all the talk of Hollywood where I am right now, and President Trump has been weighing in. Trump met with Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos in the Oval Office. He's calling him a great man. But then on the other side, Paramount side, the investment firms that are leading the deal, one of them is led by Jared Kushner and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So big political influence, very close to the president, and big money behind the other deal and all this. But basically, Netflix offered just shy of $28 a share, and Warner Brothers went for that unanimously. The board said that they like that deal. Now, Paramount is saying, wait a second, we offered $30 a share. Nobody even got back to us, and so now they're making a hostile bid for Warner Brothers. We understand maybe looking today, their board meeting, if they're going to go even above $30 a share. But today, Paramount CEO David Ellison was on CNBC saying,
what we're creating by putting these two companies together is a real competitor to Netflix, a real competitor to Amazon, a real competitor to Disney, not something that is so anti-competitive. There will be no more competition in Hollywood if this deal is allowed to come to pass.
So now the Paramount deal would be for Warner Brothers and some of the things Netflix doesn't want. HBO Max, CNN, film production that the Netflix offer would not include, and Warner Brothers would have to find somebody else to buy. And Warner Brothers board unanimously approved it, and today is telling shareholders that's not changing, that that the board stands behind the Netflix deal. And a little while ago, Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos, he was at the UBS Global Media and Communications Conference in New York, sounding like this is a done deal. It's not, but sounding like it was a done deal.
We are going into a deal that we are really excited about. We think this deal with Warner Brothers is good for shareholders. We think it's good for consumers. We think it's good for creators. We think it's great for the entertainment industry as a whole because we're creating and protecting jobs in production.
But Julia and Telly, there are a ton of antitrust concerns around the whole thing. If Netflix owned Warner Brothers, a Netflix offer would be for almost $83 billion. It would be the biggest sale of a Hollywood studio ever. But there's a lot of feelings on this. Some in Hollywood who believe that this would be the worst thing ever, would ruin competition, would have everything in the hands of one studio. Others saying, no, this would be a huge amount of money, would revitalize Hollywood for TV and movies, and that there would be a ton of money to get projects screenlit. Some real passionate feelings on both sides.
So I had AT&T stock, and then Warner Brothers Discovery spun off, so I got extra stock then. And it was like $17, $18 a share when that happened. So, wow, Alex, this has gone up a lot. So you think that Paramount could offer more than $30, huh?
Well, it appears they are discussing that right now in a meeting, and that may be a thing. But the other part of this really would be the antitrust, especially with Netflix. It would combine Netflix with the home of DC Studios and Harry Potter and a lot of others. We talked to Dominic Patton, executive editor of the Hollywood site Deadline. He said that's the biggest thing here.
Simply put, you take Netflix, the biggest streamer in the country and in the world, with the third biggest streamer in the country, HBO Max, and you do have more than 51% of the streaming audience.
So if you were the SEC or others looking at antitrust, you know, you might look at that and say that's too much. And it's hard to tell where the president comes down because he's calling Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos a great man, saying that, but maybe this is too big of a deal. Then on the other side, Paramount, with their investment firm, the leading one led by Jared Kushner. And so at this point, Warner Brothers is telling shareholders, don't do anything right now, that this is all being figured out, but not to do anything.
Alex, do you think that President Trump's relationship with Larry Ellison and David Ellison play a big part in this? Because it seems like he's kind of on both sides of this.
It does seem like he's on both sides, and no doubt that the CEOs are trying to play the friendship a little bit. The fact that Sarandos was in the Oval Office in recent days, and then the friendship of the Ellisons, and that if you get the, at least when it comes to getting approval from the administration and antitrust, trust and all of that in those concerns, it's going to help to have the president on your side. But it's really not clear because he seems to be saying, I like both of these sides, which side he wants to go with.
You'd think that Netflix would want CNN and everything, right? Because they were trying to do that live stream that went horribly of the Tyson fight. Remember that, Telly? Yes. And Alex, yeah. And it was like choppy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like really what Netflix wants is the content that comes along with Warner Brothers of DC Studios and Harry Potter. We've seen Disney, the parent company of ABC News, we always have to say. We've seen them buy content before from Marvel and others. And content is what makes the money. So they seem to not want to deal with a lot of studio production, even though some of that is involved. And of course, Netflix does a lot of it, but they outsource a lot of that and pay for production companies to do it. They don't seem to want to be dealing with HBO and HBO Max and the competition to the Netflix brand. They don't want to seem to be wanting to deal with a newsroom and all of that. So, yeah, there's some interesting aspects to this where Paramount is then saying, you know what, we'll take it all. We'll give you $30 a share. We'll take it all off your hands and you'll be good to go.
Wow. ABC's Alex Stone. Alex, thank you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.